Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
I should start measuring these, because I think that was the loudest ever. Coming to you once again from Hyenas Comedy Club in Mockingbird Station. I like pointing out that we're in a train station. In Dallas, Texas! I'm already feeling bad for this lady who's just gonna see the back of one of my guests and no one else. Did you think you had a great seat when they put you there? So what we'll do is when my guests come out, we'll all push back further against the wall. I think that for whatever reason, they didn't put the chairs as far back as they could. And then at least you'll be able to maybe see. Probably not, but might be better. We'll see when they get out here. It's Saturday, October 1st, 2016 at 4:20-ish. Name tags much, Dallas? I knew that you could. I knew that you would. Everything's bigger in Texas. Got some big-ass name tags. I see a Deadpool over there that's pretty big. Chris Chris Bang Bang. I've seen that one before. Never? All right, it's just because it's got my face on it, that's why. What's this little thing you're holding up right here? What's your tiny name tag?
The Hunts, Adam, Dusty,
Barnesmore. Okay, I don't know what's going on there. You got the smallest thing, and then you also have fun-sized candy bars dangling from it. Very, very creative. Alison in Wonderland, very good. March of the Jean-Gwins. She's got a bunch of cute penguins. I want to pet them. See no Steevil, hear no Steevil. Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy. What's your name? What? Taylor?
Yes.
I was gonna feel bad for you if your name was one of those other three words. Hello, my name is Spy. Oh, okay, young lady. Thank you to everyone for bringing name tags, and of course those will pop up again in a little bit. What's that big round thing?
Bio Dominique.
Bio Dominique? squeaked that one in there. I was done with the name tags, but it caught my eye. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Wilbur Theater in Boston next Saturday at 4:20. Charlotte, October 25th. Tacoma, October 22nd. San Francisco, October 27th. And the Now Hear This Festival in Anaheim, California on Saturday, October 29th. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. That's DougLovesMovies.com. I brought some prizes in the prize bag. It's in a lovely bag that they gave me at Fantastic Fest. And inside it, some stuff that I've gotten Fantastic Fest and elsewhere. A Phil Bill Volume 1 comic book, coloring book. I always call it a comic book, but it's a coloring book. And lots of, not lots, but a few sausage party items. A lovely, I think Selma Hayek played a taco in Sausage Party. So this is a little taco that it doesn't, you can't really fuck it, but maybe you can if you're ingenuitous. If you've got ingenuity. Look at this shirt. Some guy gave me a shirt that says, "Want a screw?" And then the punchline is that it's a surgical, some sort of surgical tools company. So, okay. He gave me a couple of those. I want to start begging people to stop giving me things for the prize bag because it's already plenty of stuff every time. Oh, here's a Sausage Party shirt. It's kind of a tank top, I guess. So that's sexy. What does it say? What are you laughing at? Sun's out, buns out. Oh, Sausage Party. Here's another crazy-ass shirt. You guys, you're gonna have shirts for days. The winner today. This is from. This says Sony Digital Cinema 4K, and it's like a iZod shirt. And it's a polo shirt, and it's black. And I say, throw this on, and then cruise into the projection booth at your local theater. Say you're there to fix some shit. Ask for some nachos and just watch from the projection booth. And just keeps going. A koozie that says something on it. Don't need to promote that anymore. A peacemaker pipe, only been used once. A Doug Loves Movies Christmas tree ornament. It's never too early for that shit. And everything that my guests brought today. Are you ready to meet my guests? I can honestly say that these are three of my favorite Doug Loves Movies guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Cubis, Dustin Ibarra, and Mark Wahlberg. All right, a couple of things. Mark and Dustin switch seats. And okay. Do you have to do a mic drop to switch seats? And then...
Oh, man.
Could all three of you just stand up and push your stool so that it's against the wall? Because I feel bad for that lady sitting right there that can't see shit. And we'll see if that helps a little bit. You get to touch Mark Wahlberg.
Right. She doesn't get to. She has to. It's
yes.
In his rider.
Just put your hand in his lap for the entire show. I didn't think you'd really do it. Let's meet them individually. Headlining all weekend here at Hyenas, it's Dustin Ibarra, everybody.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I am Dustin.
How's it going, dude? You having a fun weekend?
It's going good, man. It's going really great. Amazing.
I heard like your mom's is coming tonight.
My mom is coming tonight. She's bringing her church friends.
Oh, fuck.
I know, because I say that word.
And lots of other things, oh, right?
I say fuck. I say pussy sometimes, and I'm nervous. I saw her on Facebook. She was chatting with a friend.
I bet you say some of those two words in the same sentence. I fucked that up.
Fucking pussy.
you know it.
Yeah, but she's like, her friend was like, can I come? And she's like, well, he gets raunchy, but we can just go to the bathroom during that part. So yeah. There's going to be an exodus whenever I start
like
laying
you're
the
less
fucks.
Raunchy when they're in there, you know, in that restroom right there taking a dump. You can hear the show in the restroom, right?
I know, but they'll be praying, so it's cool. Yeah. They'll drown it out with God, so that's good.
Fair enough. Chris Cubis is here, everybody.
Hey, hey. I'ma fuck that taco. That's how the show ends. You might want to go to the bathroom at some point because I'm fucking that taco. It was a callback. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fuck the taco, you guys. That was it. It's called a joke.
My mom would not approve of that one.
Yeah, good.
We went to Hyenas. All they talked about was taco fucking.
What if that was just my whole act? Just Chris Taco Fucker Cubis is back at Hyenas.
Someone does that in Idaho. Yeah, yeah. There's a comic up there. He's got taco fucking on lockdown.
That's already a great hashtag for this episode, though. Hashtag taco fucker.
Oh, man.
And Mark Wahlberg is here. He was with us yesterday in Houston, which none of you have heard yet, but it's going to come out today or tomorrow. And then I said, you want to go to Dallas? And he's, what'd you say, Mark?
How you guys doing? You doing good?
And I was like, Mark, it's just me asking you a question. I'm just a man standing in front of another man. Why are you here?
Because Donnie's lost. Last time I heard from him, he was in Lubbock. And I was like, fucking stay there, dude. So until he figures out how to get here, because I'm done helping him, and he lost his MapQuest directions that he printed out, you guys got lucky. You're welcome.
I knew there was a good reason. So congratulations, Mark, because you are the star of the number two movie in the country right now.
Called The United States of America. I'm the star of that.
Well, no, you're actually in a movie called Deepwater Horizon.
Fucking A right,
that finished number two yesterday at the box office on its opening day.
That shit's 81% right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
I'm crushing it.
But Miss Peregrine's School for Oddballs and Fuckwits is is somehow beating the story of the GP spill. I don't know how that's possible.
I mean, how many more fucking movies can they make about weird kids? X-Men, Angus, we get it.
That's a deep well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So deep. We should do that in How High Can You Get? That should be a topic. Movies with fucking kids in them.
Fucking kids.
Or what'd you say?
I have
kids?
Not seen any movies with kid fucking in them. What did you say? I got confused.
Just kids.
Oh, okay. With kids. All right.
We did kids movies once, but Sam Levine complained that he doesn't know children's films. And then I pointed out, everyone knows Wizard of Oz, you idiot.
Sam Levine.
Fucking Sam Levine.
I saw him at an audition the other day, man. We went in for the same thing, and he's
you
like,
we're up for the same movie? Part?
I don't even know what happened. I don't know if they were high when they were casting it. Let's get this fucking pothead looking dude and Sam Levine.
Was it just an audition based on height? Is that the only reason?
I think so, dude. But I remember we were there, and like they put us outside, and Sam was like, hey, can we get some shade? And I'm like, oh, whoa, Sam, throwing around some power right now, man. It was awesome.
No, that's just Jewish whining.
I was like, Mr. Showbiz, this is crazy.
And did they bring in some shade for Mr. Levine?
They did, and I want to find out if he got the part, because that would have been funny. I'd be like, oh, I got to do power moves like that.
They're like, if we cast Sam, we're going to have to keep him shaded through the entire shoot. The guy's a prima donna.
I was nervous, yeah.
No. He's cool. He'll be back on the show soon. I got to ask everybody what you brought for the old prize bag. Who wants to go first?
I'll go just so I can get the shit out of my hands.
That's why I thought of it, because you're
too much stuff. I got
to hold your drink and your prizes.
I got a Doctor Who Dalek mug. So if you're a nerd and you want to wake up in the morning, you put your coffee in that. And then I got maybe one of the best albums of all time, The Return of Bruno by Bruce Willis. On cassette, because that did not come out
cassette.
On CD. That was never available on
CD.
It's
one of the greatest albums on cassette.
Thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, if you want to just sing the Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler song, I'm assuming that's on both sides of that cassette.
I forgot about that.
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. They're fresh and they're cool. I get my Bruno fan club mailer every month. It reminds me what song he's sang.
What do you got for the bag, Mark?
I get sent shit all the fucking time because there's one thing rich people need. It's free stuff. So I brought a Jack Daniel's portable Bluetooth speaker by JBL.
Sounds like a nice item.
Yeah, I figured a normal person needs something nice.
Dustin?
Yes. Well, I got a flask, but it's a camouflage flask. So
Where is it?
There's a lot of rednecks and alcoholics in Dallas, so someone will appreciate this. And I also have this thing. Check, this is weird. Dude, it was Instant Photo Series. It's a color filter for your phone, but I think these came out before Instagram did. So you can see the mark. It started $18.99, and it went all the way down to $1.99. So, dude, it's a trip, so have fun with that. And then I have a T-shirt that I Heart Nuggets T-shirt.
You Heart what?
It's I Heart Nuggets.
Like weed nuggets?
Yes, that can be it too, yeah.
Do you need that bag?
No, do you guys want
Urban
Outfitters?
And he's also brought a lovely bag from Urban Outfitters. So we've got two bags full of prizes. Thanks for bringing all that stuff, guys. Yeah, go ahead and shove that in there.
Go ahead and shove that in there is another thing that's going to make Dustin's mom go to the bathroom.
Oh, man, she's crying right now.
I want everybody here to come back to that show.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great if you guys did, yeah. You bastard, you're not gonna. God, I know, my dad left when I was 10. You guys aren't coming to that show, okay? I know the look when someone's not coming back, okay?
Really? Because I know the look of people who have Deepwater Horizon tickets. That's what they're fucking
going to do. Damn it. Why do I gotta compete with such a monstrous, awesome movie? It's not fair.
Also, the theater next door is not playing that movie, so if anybody wants to go help me fucking tear that place down when this is done, fuck their all-consuming anti-college documentary, whatever the fuck they're playing out there.
Oh no, riot at the Art House Cinema at Mockingbird Station.
What'd you say?
I said Mockingbird Station.
Oh, cool.
That's where we are right now. If you need to tell anybody about which train stop to use.
Mucky Mercs?
Mucky Bird.
Okay.
Bird. Yeah. Ing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, the question I always ask everybody. Are you ready, Dustin?
Yep.
Last movie you saw.
Suicide Squad.
Bam, you haven't been lately.
Yeah, I went to a drive-in movie theater to see it, though, so that was interesting.
Was it on a AA bill with something else?
It was. That's crazy you know that, man.
Well, because it's always a second movie from the same studio that is often not compatible at all.
Bad Moms! That's
Bad
so funny!
Moms.
Oh my God, yeah! Because no one who wants to, like, suicide, let's stay for Bad Moms. Like, it was weird though, man. The sound was messed up, but that's cool because, you know, I heard the dialogue wasn't too crazy, but it was a fun movie to watch and, you know, I liked it. It was cool. I know everyone else shit on it, but, you don't gotta be.
You know, every once in a while somebody has something nice to say about it and then they get put into a padded room.
I don't know. I still haven't seen it. Chris, what was the last movie you saw?
I haven't been to the theater in a minute, but I just watched Running Scared with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines like 3 nights ago. That movie is 80s as fuck.
Yeah, it is. That Billy Crystal gets to be in an action buddy cop movie is pretty 80s right there.
He also spends like 15 minutes of that movie roller skating. That movie is... It's true. Joe Pantoliano was in that movie as a punk. He's got like a red mohawk-y thing going on and he's wearing like a trench coat. It's pretty great. His name is Snake. You should watch that movie. It's pretty fun.
I saw it, you know, at the time.
Sure.
And I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Jimmy Smith sells drugs. He's Mexican, so yeah. And then... Not, that's the 80s part. I'm not saying Mexican people sell drugs. I'm saying the 80s, like, stereotypes.
No, Mexican people still sell drugs.
Yeah. No, but so does everybody else. It's a melting pot.
That's true. It's pretty great out there.
Anyone it can is. Get into the drug game as long as they've got gumption.
Yeah, that's what the gag... Yo, you want to be a Crip? You got gumption.
I got gumption for days, yeah, motherfucker.
You gotta get jumped in. You gotta get gumped in. You got gumption, motherfucker.
So you just saw it, so maybe you can back me up on this, that this is a real moment in the movie. Okay. At what point, Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal, who are the black and white buddy cop team, they both have donuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating donuts because they're cops.
True.
But they reach out and touch donuts and go, dink, like they're making a toast, but with donuts.
They absolutely do that.
I remember that reason. Oh, haven't seen that movie again, but now whenever two items touch together that aren't glasses, I go, dink. So sex is weird.
Dink, 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 dink,
dink, dink, dink, dink, dink.
What was it, like five dinks and you're done?
Dink. I just rock it slow, dude. I learned that from Julianne Moore on Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. What's the last movie you saw, Mark?
As of this morning, I just saw a first cut of Transformers 5.
Well, first of all, it's not just Transformers 5. There's got to be more words in the title.
Yeah, we're working on that part.
What's your favorite so far?
Transformers 5, Mark Wahlberg's the best.
So that's probably why they're fighting you on that.
No, they said we're going to work with that for a while, and it might stick around, so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
We'll see. And what did you say you saw?
That's
what you saw.
Yeah.
Well, why should I don't need to ask you if it's any good or not, because it's great, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm an American, so it's fucking perfect. It's really good. There's a new Transformer. He's a golf cart named Wedge, and he's fucking awesome.
Have you seen Deepwater Horizon?
Fuck yeah, dude.
How many times?
Half?
No spoilers, but do you die halfway through or something? Or?
Fuck no, dude. You might as well call every movie I'm in Lone Survivor, because I'm not going to fuck it down. Now that I think about
it. Now I'm trying to think of a movie where Mark Wahlberg dies.
Yeah, because you can't fucking do it, dude.
No, I legitimately can't. I can't think of a movie.
I feel like in Boogie Nights, he should have died.
Sure.
Like, oh, wait, I've got
it. He also probably dies like 2 years after Boogie Nights, right?
Yeah.
Once
the
AIDS kicks in?
Probably.
We didn't shoot those scenes.
You died in I Heart Huckabees.
No, dude, I don't fucking die.
I'm trying to start a rumor. Give people a reason to watch I Heart Huckabees.
It's in a director's cut. You die in a director's cut?
No, dude, I don't fucking die.
Audience, let's do
There's
one.
Somebody's Does got it. Perfect Storm, you die in Perfect Storm.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, that's right.
No, I don't.
Valid point.
You saw the scene where I fucking died? No, you didn't see the scene where I fucking died. As far as you know, my ass is floating around up there eating fucking seagulls. George Clooney? Dead. Me? Who the fuck knows?
He is a strong swimmer. You ever work with David Swimmer?
Ross? No.
Oh, I forgot. You love Friends.
Fuck yeah, dude. Every time I see him, I'm like, what's up, Ross? And he's like, well, please don't call me that.
That was a great Ross impression.
Fucking A, dude. I'm like, why don't you go find a monkey and put on a neck sweater and get the fuck out of here?
You sound just like the giraffe in Madagascar. All right, Bert Kreischer, turn the show off because it's time for me to say, let the games begin. Lots of great name tags in the house tonight. I do not envy you guys having to choose. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It's easy. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. Free custom domain. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates. Design a best-in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plug-in. There's seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. Customer support is 24/7. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. A lot of upset people here today.
Yeah. Very mad.
Yeah, I should remind everybody, putting Chris Cubis's face on your name tag doesn't guarantee it'll get selected. But you did
but
pick
it
one.
Certainly helps.
Yeah, because you picked one that's got your face on it.
I did.
Tell us about it.
It's Don't Think Twice, as in Dawn, but Don't Think Twice, the improv movie. She did manage to put me in the mixed black guy's... put my head on the mixed black guy's head, so that's pretty good.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's also got Dustin on it, and Doug, and Jacob Suroff. And a girl?
Aya Cash from You're the Worst. Like, she'd show up here. She was on the Austin show, so maybe she'd drive over. Sure. All right, what do you got, Dustin?
All right, well, I got What's Keaton Gilbert Grape? And I have I'm Johnny Depp, obviously. I thought I would be the fat mom, but I'm not. That's cool. Dude, that movie destroyed me as a kid because I had a fat mom, and I remember like, "It's your poor lady, right?" You're just like, "Oh," and everyone, she's so fat, and like, I remember there was a scene where she was stomping, and they were like, "She's gonna tear down the house." they had to reinforce the basement because she was so fat, and then I would look at my mom and be like, "Mom, I'm Gilbert Grape. You're fucking gonna eat me." You're killing
That's
me.
That's not why the movie's called What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Maybe not. I was a little
it's
kid.
It's not a horror film about him being afraid his mother's going to eat him.
You're not going to do this fat mom material later when your mom's here, are you? Because that feels
no,
a little mean.
She would kill me. She would eat me. I love sitting next to you, Chris. We look like a couple of fucking potheads.
Degenerates, yeah.
But dude,
yeah.
We look like we're playing Street Fighter. We both chose Blanca. So there's one player that looks a little different.
I look like Blanca spent some years on the street and got a little rugged.
Who are you playing for, Mark?
Well, dude, I was trying to be nice to one of these lonely people in the back. There's this girl way back here waving a sign, and I'm like, you know what? This probably counts as some sort of civil service. I'm gonna go back there and pick her, and as I get closer, she just starts going, Dustin! Dustin! So I looked at her, and she didn't look at me, and I go, fuck yourself. Then I saw what looked like a weapon, and I'm like, I can use this on the movie theater next door. So I married a max murderer.
It's a really nice one.
Yeah. It's fucking crafty, dude.
It's a fucking axe. Were you posing for pictures?
I'm Mark Wahlberg. There's always pictures.
All right, Mark. Well.
And I'm always posing.
Weird yelling over there. We're going to start the game section of the show today with a little something called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. What I need you gents to do is buzz in with your own name when you think you know. Have you played this game before, Dustin?
I haven't, so I was listening.
All right. IMDb has a top four that they list for everybody. I'm going to start naming somebody's top four.
Oh, and then we got to say who it is.
You got to buzz in and guess who it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
buzz in,
buzz in early. If you buzz in on that first title, you're taking a big risk because it's -1 point if you miss.
Ooh. Yeah. God, I hate games with negative points.
But if you get... you're such a positive guy. But if you get... if you get it right, if you jump in on the first name and you get it right, then you can get 3 boner points. Because then you can guess three more things that that person was in. You get a point for each one you get right.
I love games with boner points, so let's do it.
Can I get a shiner?
Oh. That doesn't mean he wants to be punched in the eye.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I was so fucking ready, bro.
Can I get one as well?
Thank you. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do this. Can I get a Jack Daniels protein shake? With Coca-Cola?
I don't think they have that.
Fine, I'll take a Jack and Coke with protein shake on the side.
All right, did anybody hear that? Two shiners and a Jack and Coke?
I heard it.
I'm still good on mine. Thanks, hyenas. Whose IMDb top four begins with Fight Club? Good, I like that. You're standing back, you're going, there's several people in that movie, could be any of them. Maybe if we hear another title. The second movie on this person's top four, The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Chris.
Chris, who is it?
Ugh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Meatloaf?
That's correct.
Oh!
Boom, boom, boom. I know all food-related actors. That's how I put that up.
All right, so you get to guess two more Meatloaf projects.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
Sometimes the top
four. Do I lose points?
The top four isn't all movies. No, you're great. You're in good shape.
Okay.
You got a point.
So I can just guess for
bonus guessing
shit.
Correctly. These are two boner points. I'll tell you right now, you were not going to get them.
Okay, but I'm going to throw some weird shit out to you.
Okay, get weird.
And see what happens.
I like it.
Oh, what's the name of that movie with Samuel
don't
Jackson?
Don't answer him, you guys.
Don't answer. Formula 51.
And?
And Black Dog.
That's what I was going to fucking say, dude. Yeah.
First of all, I can't believe you came up with Formula 51.
And also, it also might be known as 51st State as an alternate title.
That is crazy. I think it was originally called Formula 51 Charlie, but I'm not positive. And then, this is weird, the other one that they put on here. it's some sort of documentary called Classic Albums, and it's an episode or
Oh, it's like a VH1 show or something.
Maybe, yeah, and it's all about Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell. So that's number three, and Formula 51's number four. So that means you are in the lead now, Chris, with 2 points.
Yeah.
And Mark and Dustin, get in this.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to get so deep in this.
Dink. Go deep, Taco.
Dink.
Mark, was that your real dick in Boogie Nights?
No, they made me put on a smaller one.
It's the best answer ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Also not the first time he's answered that question.
Ah, damn it, really? I was like, I felt it too. I was like, I feel like someone could have said this a million fucking times.
Whose top four includes the following? Midnight in Paris? Cars?
Mark.
Who do you got, Mark?
Owen Wilson.
That's correct.
Woo! Nicely done.
Give me two more Owen Wilsons. Only Mark on this one.
I want one of them to be Behind Enemy Lines. I'm gonna go Zoolander. Zoolander 2.
Yeah, no, whatever you do, don't tax yourself. Don't.
Because I feel like they might throw one of them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a reasonable guess. But instead, they went with Wedding Crashers and the Darjeeling Limited.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Sounds very at least
somebody over there, beer.
I know. Go to the Angelica Theater for that shit.
Fucking A right, dude. Who wants to go to a movie and think about shit?
My enjoyment of Darlene...
Fuck it. I can't do a funny voice and a funny line at the same time. Okay, so Mark, you just get the 1 point for jumping in there and getting the right answer.
I'll take it.
So Mark has one, Chris has two. Dustin, it's go time.
It's go time, Dusty.
You got to get in.
Dusty time.
This is the third round. We'll only do a fourth round if we need a tiebreaker. Who was in these four things?
Dustin. No, I'm just kidding. I was joking. I was like,
it's a balls ass.
I'm sorry. Balls I thought you were going to.
You got to get like 10. You got to get 10 boner points if you guess it with no movies.
That's, if I can read
that'd
your
be
mind.
Trippy. Yeah, that'd be so trippy. Yeah. All right. The first title of four, Old School.
Shut up! Who said that? You can tell I was about to. Okay. God, I wear my heart on my sleeve, right? Okay.
The second title. Idiocracy.
Dustin.
Who is it, Dustin?
All right. So basically, it's Idiocracy.
Oh, you're gonna figure it out now?
And now.
Just say your name and then Smart take play. A minute.
Idiocracy and Old School.
Yes.
Basically.
I'd say 50% of the people in this room have it figured out.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But he wasn't in that, right? No.
Argue with yourself about it for a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm going. Damn it. You fucked it.
Well, just name somebody.
You fucked up, Dusty.
Name somebody who was in one of those. And you might be right.
Vince Vaughn.
Chris.
Chris is buzzed in.
Chris. Luke Wilson.
That's correct.
Oh, that's right. You idiot, Dusty. Because I was like Owen Wilson. I almost said Owen Wilson. I was like, he wouldn't do that. And that's not the same person.
Chris, you can get two more points to show off, but you're you won this game regardless.
But I'm probably not gonna. What's his? Oh, God damn it. One second.
There was that movie where he was told to use the Force. Luke.
No. I'm thinking of God damn it. It's not Huckabees. It's the other. Shh. I'm going to say Darjeeling Limited because they like that movie. And because I don't matter, I already won. And the fucking one I really want, the name Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
That's the one, I know. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. What's that one he made with Martin Lawrence? Blue Streak is what the other one is.
Blue Streak, good guess.
Please, someone tell me the one I was thinking of that I couldn't remember.
Royal
Tenenbaums. God damn it.
Please don't. Please, I've got
this. I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry, guys. Shut up. Like being apologetic and mean.
Yeah, whenever
in the same
someone on stage asks you for the answer that's not me, do not answer.
Shut up.
They're just talking, trying to pull a trick, trying to cheat, maybe. Not
no,
Chris, though.
I wasn't.
The other one was Legally Blonde.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you want to play the tiebreaker for fun?
Yeah.
Okay. One out of three is enough.
We don't have to. Is there a better game?
No, let's do this shit.
All right.
The first title, The Princess Bride. You know this is just for fun. Any one of
Mark.
You.
Oh, Mark. Dustin, Anne Hathaway?
No, Mark.
Oh, man. So on that.
Anne Hathaway.
Mark,
is there a child
Billy Crystal.
In that?
Oh, The Princess Diary. She was in that. I knew there was a princess. Damn it. That was so Mexican-y, uncle-y. I'm sorry.
That was good.
The princess.
Did you guess, Mark?
I said Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah, no. And Chris, I'll give you another title. Yeah. Forrest Gump.
Robin Wright.
Yep. You almost said Penn?
I almost did, but I don't think that's accurate anymore.
Straight up Robin Wright.
Sure.
And for those who didn't catch on, the theme of today's IMDb game is all of the people are from Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
And according to IMDb, Robin Wright is the single most popular person born in Dallas, Texas.
Really?
It's got to be a football player.
I would imagine, right?
But this is movies, you know. This doesn't include sports.
Sure.
Maybe it does.
Vanilla Ice went to high school here. I know that. We pride ourselves on
that. I would have chosen him, but it would be cool as ice.
Teenage Ninja Turtle 2: The Secret of the Ooze.
Oh.
Ninja, rap. Who the fuck knows Robin Wright Penn movies? Congress and...
I got you.
What you got?
Unbreakable.
And Unbreakable.
Unbreakable's great, but another weird one. House of Cards makes perfect sense.
Sure. Oh, but it's not always movies, right?
Yeah, but then her fourth thing, Santa Barbara.
What?
It was an afternoon soap opera on NBC that was like her big break before Princess Bride. And they put it in there for some reason. I don't know why. All right, let's play another game. Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
And then let's also play Bring Chris and Dustin Two Shiners.
Yeah, let's try again. A couple Shiners for Chris and Dustin, and a Jack and Coke for Mr. Wahlberg, please.
Pretty please.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they're busy serving the customers. So,
yeah, for sure. That's why I said pretty please.
Oh, sweet.
I want my drink fucking now.
Are you going to blame how you're doing in the games on not having a drink?
I don't blame anything. I either win or choose not to.
You got to pull that Sam Levine power move.
All right. Yeah, we'd also like some shade up here, please. These lights are too bright. But they need to be bright enough for me to read this shit. Whose tagline is it anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture, and you guess individually. We'll start with Chris, and then if he can't guess this first one, then we'll go to Mark and then Dustin. And, goes around like that. What movie had the tagline, "What went down on the way to the top"? What went down on the way to the top?
Big Top Pee Wee. I'm sure that's wrong, but it had top in it.
Yeah. A lot of taglines just use the same word from the title. Oh, she's coming over and taking an order. Two Shiners and a Jack and
Coke. Listener at home, there's a mime show going on. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mark, what do you got?
What went down on the way to the top?
Yeah.
Debbie Does Dallas.
I get it. You think I'm going to keep doing Dallas movies. Pretty clever, but no. Dustin?
Overboard, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. Are you guys?
On the way to the top of what? Top of the boat?
No. Kurt was making his way in society up, you know? He had this, like,
I
really
see.
Rich, yeah, and then...
I get it.
You had to go overboard, which I get you going down to go up, overboard.
Okay.
Below sea level,
The correct answer is Primary Colors.
Oh.
Primary Colors, the movie about Bill Clinton and where John Travolta played Bill Clinton.
Oh, so the answer is... fuck. The girl that sucked Bill Clinton's dick.
Let him work it out.
No, please don't. I overthought this already. Monica Lewinsky.
There he is.
There we did. She went down. God damn it. The joke would have worked if I remembered words.
You know, I was thinking a blowjob thing, but I was like, that's too crass. That's
Your mom's not here. You're fine.
Okay, Chris gets to go first on this next one.
Okay.
When you've seen it all, you'll swear there's never been anything like it. And the answer is not Mark's penis in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, because there's something better.
Mark's penis in real life?
Fucking A, dude.
When you've seen it all, you'll swear there's never been anything like it.
I don't know. That's a terrible tagline for any movie.
That's some movie poster hyperbole there.
Sure. When you've seen it all, you'll swear there's never been anything like it. Zootopia? I got nothing. Just name the movie.
Mark?
Showgirls.
It's a better
Dustin?
Guess.
Striptease?
It's almost like cheating because he said showgirls and you just went, well, maybe another one where they clothes off.
They get naked.
Yeah. No, the answer is The Manchurian Candidate from 1962.
Dude, I would have never fucking got that shit. Like, that is
no
insane.
No one would.
There's no reason to get it, really. That is
so is the theme for this unguessable movies?
Primary Colors was pretty guessable, I think. But let's try another one. See what happens.
Okay.
We'll start with you again, Chris. The tagline is... Is anyone seeing the truth? Is anyone seeing the truth?
Has anyone seen the truth?
Is anyone
that's
seeing?
Is anyone seeing the truth? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're. Is anyone seeing the truth? True Lies. I'm sure that's wrong. Stop laughing at me.
Mark.
JFK.
That's a good guess.
Dustin?
JFP. No.
Is that a real movie?
The Pelican Brief.
Oh, wait, there's monitors in some spots, so some people with bad seats can see the monitors, right?
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. All of those are in... What'd you say, Dustin?
The Pelican Brief.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's got one of the same actors.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Denzel or Sandra or Kevin McAllister.
Denzel. Okay. It's Denzel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you picked a different Denzel movie.
I'm getting closer every time.
Yeah. This is The Manchurian Candidate from 2004.
I knew you would pull something clever. Damn it.
I do every once in a while. All right, here's the next one, Chris. I think you'll get this one.
Ooh, that makes one of us.
The tagline is three words, each followed by a period. It's just reading, writing, revenge.
Oh, that terrible teacher, was it?
Reading, writing, revenge. And
yeah.
Anything you say helps the other two guys.
Sure.
sure.
Bad teacher?
No. Mark.
Dead Poets Society.
No.
Tell you right now, these should be the fucking log lines for every movie I've set.
Dustin?
The Substitute?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, I really thought one of you guys would get this one. It was the movie Election. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, one more. I think the intention was to make them get easier as it goes along. Chris... May the best loser win.
Dodgeball and Underdog Story.
Mark.
The Campaign.
What'd you say?
The Campaign.
That is correct.
There you go.
All right. Don't forget to vote on November 8th, everybody. They were all political movies.
Yeah, I figured that out right at the end.
Right. Right when you heard The Campaign.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see where he did all of this.
You wove it together.
Every one of these films had political elements. Okay. we had a fun time yesterday in Houston playing a game called How High Can You Get? What happened? That's the one? That you like that one?
Yeah. That's okay. What you meant.
Oh, you just mean in life. That's a game you like to play. How high can you get? Now I understand. That is my life game. You're right. You're right about that. But in this game, what we do is we take a genre and we take turns saying films from that genre that begin first round one word, second round two words, second round three words, and you gotta, you know, we're into exact titles around here.
Okay.
Which is where that comes in handy when you get to two or three words, because sometimes the will help get you to the two or three words.
Oh, so, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And let's see, where do we start? So Mark won that last game, so we'll start with you, Mark, and then we'll go to Chris, and then to Dustin, and then to me, because I like to play this one. And I need a genre from someone in the audience. I forgot to get a Twitter person's name because I was looking for somebody to suggest a Last Man Stanton. Who's the person I was talking with on Twitter that said they had a great name for both, for Last Man Stanton and for How High Can You Get? Really? You said that to me?
I believe it.
He believes it. It's just a funny coincidence that we were already talking. And you're the one person in the audience that I chatted with on Twitter. So you've got a genre that you'd like us to use for this game?
Blaxploitation.
Blaxploitation. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm about
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Let's just call this a win for Chris and move on.
Oh, man. I'm going to look racist.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Yeah.
This is scary. Oh, no.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it. Starting with Mark.
That's hard for one word.
Mark, just a one-word blaxploitation movie.
Fear. That is...
Were blacks exploited in that movie because none of them were allowed to participate?
Yeah, that's it.
On
that's
the set, they were. It. On the set.
That's fine. Every fucking day, dude. Every fucking day.
Does that go to...
Is there even one black actor in that movie? I'm asking Mark.
Oh, okay.
He was in it.
Sure.
I think one of the busboys at the cafe was black. And William Peterson's got some fucking soul to him, but other than that, no, not really.
I think there was a black guy on the roller coaster behind you and Reese when you were fingering
yeah, yeah, yeah.
her, and his only line was, "What?"
And I looked back at him and I go, "Smells good, doesn't it?"
All right, Mark, well, as you like to say, I'll give you one. Chris?
Shaft?
Of course.
Right? It's the clear, obvious choice.
Which one? Roundtree or Jackson?
I'll go Roundtree.
Okay. Dustin? One word blaxploitation title.
Dude, this is too dangerous. This is...
It's really not. You know what that genre is. Just don't say weird Denzel Washington movie.
That's what I know. I'm like, damn it, don't say Passenger 57.
That's close. Also, that's not Denzel. It's Wesley Snipes. That's the most racist thing you've done all day.
I know. Dude, bro. I'll be honest. That my racism did come. I did a scene. Bro.
That's a first, grabbing the mic from somebody and dropping it for them.
Dude, I worked with Wesley Snipes too, and that was a fear I had that I was going to call him the wrong name and be like, "What did you call me?"
You're Pastor 55.
Where'd you work with him? Were you bussing tables in a prison?
He just got out, the player.
Yeah, he did get out.
Yeah, I was the computer nerd. He choked me. It was great.
His Twitter's pretty great. He tweeted the other day after Donald Trump was like, "Yeah, I don't pay taxes, I'm smart." He just tweeted a picture of him like, "What the fuck?" It was great.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, I retweeted a thing today where somebody made a meme where it's like, Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes, and he might be our president. Wesley Snipes didn't pay taxes, went to jail.
Yeah.
Doesn't get more simple than that. Some people can break the law and some can't, and they're lighter skinned.
Sure.
And rich. It helped that Trump started off rich.
That helps.
Yeah, then you're really, really good shape.
Dude, is I'm gonna get you, sucka? Does that count?
That's many words. That's so many words.
See, I'm a failure on this game, dude. I don't even know what the fuck is a blackula. That sounds like
a good one. Word.
That's it.
Really? Oh yes. Yeah. Ha ha. It's amazing. The club owner's like, "What are you guys doing?"
But that's why their stage is cleverly carpeted.
Also,
there's
if you can see our mics, they're
kind of dented.
The fuck up.
They've already been beaten up pretty badly. All right, so for my one word, I'm gonna go with shaft with Sam Jackson.
There you go. Nailed it.
No, I can do one. I can do one for reals. Superfly.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, now that the order changes each time to keep it fair, so Chris gets to go first on a two-word blaxploitation movie.
Truck Turner, starring Isaac Hayes, the classic.
And we have a judge
Me
in the
and
audience.
The one other black dude in this room are just vibing right now. He also just pulled his hat over his face like Dumb Donald and Fat Albert. He's like, oh, shit. Also, my other two-word title, Dumb Donald. Pulled that one out of my ass. That's not a movie. I'm just kidding. Truck Turner.
Dustin, do you have a two-word one?
Undercover Brother? Does that count as blaxploitation?
It's a parody of...
And so, I mean, I know. It's not. It wasn't made during the time, but I mean, they knew it was like... They made like, blaxploitation, Eddie Griffin.
I knew it.
That's what they said.
That was the tagline for that movie?
Yeah. You know, blaxploitation.
Yeah, blaxploitation. Eddie Griffin.
Yeah, Hollywood. Hey, showbiz. Let's go.
1 + 1 = 2.
Does that count?
You get one. Since I let Fear slide, I got to let that one slide because at least it's got a black person in it.
Super black.
That's not great.
That's
what?
Me too.
Oh, is that another blaxploitation movie that says super black?
That's just Donald Trump complimenting a black person. Oh, you're black. You're super black. It's beautiful. I love it.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Black Dynamite.
Sure.
Mark?
Jackie Brown.
Yeah. Okay. It's like we're just picking out the whitest blaxploitation movies.
Well, three of you are.
I know.
Dude. I'm from Boston. I think I'm doing pretty fucking good.
I got a sixer that's going to be great. Oh. He's going to give me a double bam.
We are not making six. There is no way.
I'll just show off at the end. Okay, so Mark got that one right?
Yeah.
Dustin, you got to go first for a three-word blaxploitation title.
All right. It's going to be tough. Well, since Blackula worked, I'm gonna go with Blackness Monster. The movie.
All right, since that worked, I'm gonna go with the Blummy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Foxy Brown. That was one, right?
With three words.
Oh, the Foxy Brown. That sounds super racist. The Foxy Brown.
Get a load of the Foxy Brown over there. Standing right next to George Bush Sr.'s daughter. Well, didn't he say something like that? All right.
Okay, I'm out.
Where's it go?
All right, you're out. Let me see if I can think of one. This is tough because I jumped all the way to six. I'm so proud of my six. Three words. Do you have one, Chris?
I do.
Oh, good for you.
You have a three?
Good for you.
Oh, I do too.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That'll keep the game going if I fail here, because I'm really having trouble coming up with one. Yeah. I'm going to kick myself later, but for now I'm out. Mark?
The ladies' man?
Oh, man.
You're
you're fucking thinking about it, though, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm all right with it, because Chris is going to win this game no matter what.
Sure.
So I'm okay with it.
So three, we can either go Shaft in Africa or Black Belt Jones.
So okay.
Either one of those. For four...
I like this.
For four, we can do three the hard way. Yeah, yep. That's right. That's four.
Mm-hmm.
It has the word three.
I'm trying to get you to six. For five... Oh, that's a hard one. Oh, you got one for five? Shit. Hold on, give me a second.
So do I.
Oh, what you got? What you got? What you got?
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
That's five. That's five.
That's five. And why don't you hit us with your six?
My six is Sweet Sweetback's Badass
that
Song.
That's a good cut. Yeah.
I feel less white.
All right, that was great. Now can we do movies where somebody beats someone up? Because I will crush that shit.
That's most movies.
That I'm in.
Yeah, you do get into it with people.
Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, so Chris wins that game. Good job, Chris. Thanks for suggesting that, sir. What's your name, by the way?
Your name's Cool Runnings.
Oh, man, this is one of the...
Oh, that was
Steve's
also,
hardcore.
That's the coolest shit I ever heard. The name of my check or my? You want my government name on a recording? No, sir. You can have my government.
Okay, no name, but what's your social? He seems very social to me. All right, let's play Last Man Stanton.
Woo!
But before we do that, I've been eyeballing this box of... Is this donuts on the stage right here?
What is it?
It's a cannoli?
Just one cannoli? Oh, dude. You better not...
A cannoli and a cookie?
Throw the cookie. Leave the cannoli. Boom!
Awesome.
Godfather reference.
Who wants this cookie? I don't want to throw it into your mouth at such close range. That seems dangerous. Here we go, the guy with the hands up right there. Oh! You're holding your hands up and used your mouth at the last minute?
That's tight.
I'm going to tell you right now, you would make a great girlfriend.
Slow mic drop.
That was great.
Seriously, where are the donuts at?
Where are my donuts at?
Oh, in the back. Pass them forward.
Crocodile Dundee that shit. Not
too many.
They're Crocodile Dundeeing it, dude. All the way up to the front.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
At the end of Crocodile Dundee, it makes it to that ugly blonde girl by stepping on people.
These are the messiest ones.
Yeah,
what is this shit, man?
Oh, your fingers will get all sticky just by touching them to throw them.
These are like jizz donuts, bro. They're glazed with
super glazed. Yeah.
They like left them out all afternoon. The calories are going to go right into your fucking fingers, dude.
Ooh, they're pumpkin cake donuts.
Ooh.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, shit, a whole bunch of basic girls just wet themselves.
Who wants a donut? Hold on, I'm going deep. You see me pointing at you? Girl with your hand, or maybe a guy I can't see. No, it's a guy. You just had your hand up. Yeah, you. Here we go.
Ooh, I want to hit that Deadpool over there. That looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, with
I'm going to hit the guys filming it.
It's good.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, I'm going again? All right, here we go. Oh, wait, somebody give me, I want a deep, oh, I can't throw into the light. Somebody, here we go, okay. I see a bunch of hands, and I'm just going for it. Oh, man, this is fun as shit.
All right, who promises to do cardio later? You ready? No matter what happens, you're welcome.
Oh, that donut disintegrated as you threw it.
It's fucking velocity, bro.
It hit like five fucking, that's awesome. It busted through some atmosphere.
It looked like the ship in the Flight of the Navigator, just.
All right, that was exciting. Dustin's just enjoying his.
Yeah, I want to set it down, but there's nowhere to put it. Now I just look like a fucking fat guy with a donut. Sucks.
Oh!
Thanks, man. I'll just wipe on my pants. That's cool. I'm still that guy. I'll just wipe it on my... Oh, can I have one too? When did he order what? Man, you clever motherfucker.
I'm quick.
I thought about getting one earlier, but I was like, it'll kill the momentum. We got a lot of momentum. I don't want to kill it by...
And I'm going to have sex with you later.
That sounded like a threat.
For the listener at home, I just made plans.
All right, we're going to play Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
You do a line. And
do a line.
We're going to start with Chris Cubis because he won the last game.
Woo.
And then we'll go to Mark and then me and Dustin. But you guys get to use one lifeline at any point. You could ask for help from the person whose name tag you picked. Right. So Dustin needs to go to...
Keaton.
Well, I can't believe I didn't remember that. And Dawn for Dawn. Chris. And Max. Max Murderer for Mark. And I chatted with a person on Twitter whose name I actually wrote down. Ninja Demus? Where's Ninja Demus at? It's the same fucking guy.
Damn.
Oh, he's killing it.
Social media man over here. That's awesome.
Oh, I feel like I got this.
And I feel like now we know his government name. Ninja Demus.
Here we go. Everybody get your Lou Gossett Jr.'s ready.
Officer and a gentleman.
Gladly.
Iron Eagle.
Dickstown.
Iron Eagle 2.
Enemy mine.
Glory.
He wasn't in Glory.
Definitely was not in.
All right, so is it safe to ask you for a name, or are you going to give us a name where Chris is going to win for sure?
That seems...
Okay, I think I might be good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Oh, here's your drinks, guys.
Woo! That ain't even good for me, brother. I'm sorry.
Vivica A. Fox. I got like
two movies.
There's like Kill Bills.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm out.
And Independence Day.
Oh, Independence Day, and then I'm out. Yeah. Let's think about it. We can do it better.
Soul Food, yeah, right? Yeah. She was in Soul Food.
He hopes so. Pick somebody else.
She raised her hand. What's she got? You got something for us?
All right. Be cool. Halle Berry. Okay. I think that pleases everyone.
Sure. Oh, yeah, she does.
Halle Berry. Here we go.
It starts with me, yeah?
We start with you and go to Mark.
Swordfish.
Oh, yeah, you went right to the one where your tits are out.
Right to the titties.
Mark?
Monster's Ball.
Oh, she won the Oscar for that.
I was just feeling something there.
And then she won the Oscar, and Adrian Brody kissed her on the mouth without permission.
Yeah.
I know, that was what a douche.
That was real gross.
It's totally douchey, but I'd high-five him. Not cool, but also... pretty cool.
That's just because he's a good-looking guy. It was fucking someone else. A kid, John Gooden was like, "Come here, you," and smoosh it. Be like, "What the fuck is this guy doing, man? It's bullshit. It's not fair. When you're ugly, you can't just kiss whoever."
That must
Oh, society.
I know, it's bullshit.
You and your damn restrictions against ugly people.
It's bullshit. Why is no one protesting for that, huh? What the fuck?
Ugly. Because it's hard to be an outwardly sex offender. Like, you can't just protest like, hey, I want to violate women too. Where's my rights? Actually, I think that's Donald Trump's whole platform, if I'm not even.
He's killing it. X-Men.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll go with Gothica.
Who? Sure. Oh, is that, does that go to me now?
No, it should be Mark.
Okay, word.
Wait, did you go twice, Chris? Because I've already gone once.
Huh?
You already went?
I went once, yeah.
Oh,
I said Monsters Ball.
Yeah. It's me, I think.
I
started, then it went to him.
And then I
then
did.
I guess
oh,
it was
yeah,
to be.
You jumped in before I...
I had a feeling I fucked it up, but I was I was waiting to get caught. I think some audience members saw it, too.
You were so excited to say X-Men.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to say Gothica. Okay, so let's fix the order next time. But okay. Yeah, it's Chris goes now.
X-Men 2? That is the name of that, right?
Go mm-hmm. on?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
No, that's it, man. They just straight up X-Men 2'd it.
X-Men 3.
And then the ads would say X2.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Are you on a stage? Do you have a microphone? Don't fucking talk when I'm talking. X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
I love that, though, when you said X-Men 3. No. Let me finish.
You always let me finish.
She must make an appearance in X-Men First Class.
She does not.
For reals?
No.
All right, I'm out. Now don't forget about your lifeline, Dustin.
Ooh, thank you. Keaton, help me out here, buddy. I know. I chose the whitest guy with the whitest fucking name ever. Keaton, help me. Dude, I don't know. Man, that's kind of tough. I think I've got one.
But you got nothing, Keaton?
Keaton.
He's working it with the table.
You better not.
Talk to your other...
What are you guys, fucking trivia night?
Yeah. The fuck? Team Google over here. I don't like this at all.
Come on, Keaton. Catwoman. Sure. That's correct.
Yeah, that's fucking Catwoman. Good job, geniuses.
Thanks, Keaton.
A group of four people came up with that one.
That's good. That's awesome.
That goes to me, yeah. Yep. Last Boy Scout.
Yes, of course. It's one of the first times we got to lay eyes on her. She played a stripper who gets murdered.
Yeah.
I think she's wearing a Dallas Cowboys-like kind of outfit at the time, too.
Oh, probably.
That was her stripper image. You know, she had those... tassels hanging off of her like white leather coat. She'd be like, yee-haw! Who wants to fuck some tacos?
Oh, you're thinking, you said cowboys, I was picturing like an Aikman jersey. So, when you said that, I was like, what?
That would be the most Texas strip club of all time. It's a girl in no pants and an Aikman jersey. Also, we're giving this guy a lot of time to think.
I'm just
shit.
Waiting to give you another correct answer.
Okay.
Wait, because what was Chris's?
I said Last Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what we were talking about. I don't have short-term memory loss. Chris, you're up. Mark?
X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yes, I knew she showed up in one of those.
Whoo!
Yeah, we milked those X-Men's.
Yeah, I don't know if she was in the most recent one because I did not watch it because it looked terrible. Where's Dawn? Hold on, wait.
Wait,
don't,
so
I'm not...
it's Dustin though, isn't it?
Oh, he's out.
Man. Why is he out? He said Catwoman.
No, I said Catwoman.
Oh, he got Catwoman.
He just doesn't have a lifeline
that's
anymore, so he's effectively out.
Pretty
he's going to be out.
We're right there.
Yeah, he's going to be out.
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Give it a shot, man. She might have been in JFK.
Damn, what, I'm picturing her too, and she looks so 80s, but I can't get the right movie.
Are you thinking of JFP? Ah.
What was
yeah,
it?
You know me.
I'm down with JFP. Nah, I don't know. I just do the right thing, maybe. She works. She's worked with the spice, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad area to go down.
So I knew it was one of those, but I just...
Yeah, I'm not positive which one. All right, so you're out.
Yes.
Thanks for coming. Can you hand me your name tag?
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Chris?
I'm working on it.
You got a lifeline.
I know. But I kind of want to save it because I feel like Marky's got a...
Who?
Got one in the chamber. Marky. You heard me.
I'm going to give you one.
Okay, Marky. What's number? Okay. Oh, shit. I'm in deep water horizon.
You're about to be in a parking lot.
Mark, you've already got one hate crime under your belt. Don't make another one.
Give a guy a microphone and all of a sudden he thinks he's been in a gym his whole life. Or once.
I feel like...
That's true.
That's your lifeline true. May be tapped anyway, Chris. You might as well just check in.
Dawn, you got something? Boomerang!
Ooh, boomerang! Nice! The best part was she said that shit with authority.
Yeah, she knew
that
shit.
She said that shit like a person who just got done looking at their phone.
No, she said that shit like a fan of Boomerang.
Hell yeah. Boomerang's a great fucking... The soundtrack alone.
Just boomerangs are cool.
Yeah.
That's true.
You throw that movie out, it comes back.
Was she also in Crossbow by any chance? Because that's another thing I wanted as a child.
All right, Mark.
Next murderer?
Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Whoa, the Flintstones.
Damn, that is good. Ooh.
Holy shit.
Always trust a man that carries a weapon.
Whoo!
And makes one, too.
So that's me?
Yeah, it's back to you again. Dustin's out.
I'm pretty sure I'm right about this.
Okay.
BAPS.
BAPS. BAPS. Back to you, Mark.
The only thing I can think of to say is... You want to do a line?
Oh, shit.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Are you just going to follow him?
No, I'm just going to wander around.
Okay.
Look good, feel good.
Now wait, is that just us or the whole audience can guess?
You feel good.
What?
I said we go you guys. It's your call. Your show, bro.
All right. If we can't get it right away, then we'll open up to the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Us on stage.
Yeah, only us on stage. When you say, do you want to do some lines, you should have one ready.
How do you not know this isn't the credits? All right, here we go. All right. But when I come back, I want to be rich. All right. But when I come back, I want to be rich. Put your fucking hand up, because you know what it is. Just put your hand up.
Hold on.
All right.
Wolf of Wall Street.
It is not Wolf of Wall Street. But when I come back, I want to be rich. You want another one?
Yeah, I don't know this movie about a guy who wants a name change.
Can I guess at this? Am I?
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
You're on stage, right?
I was just wondering if I could. The Gambler.
Like, here we go.
It's not necessarily a Mark Wahlberg film, Dustin.
Oh.
Like, I know the steak isn't real, but it tastes great.
Oh, shh.
But like, I know the steak isn't real, but it tastes great.
I still don't know, Doug.
Don't spoil it, you guys.
I know this snake. Snake, motherfucker. Can we go again? Re-rack it.
Okay, I think I know what it is.
Okay.
You know what
it is. I know exactly what it is.
Drop
it. Say it. Oh, Matrix.
It is fucking Matrix.
Yeah. I do, yeah. That was a Joey Pants, too, right?
Fucking Joey Pants, dude.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was The Fly. Because there's a scene where Jeff Goldblum, before he moves himself from one pod to the other, he does a steak, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's eating food of some kind.
And then he eats it.
That line is
something
also
else.
That line is also said by the boys in the movie Hook.
What's the line?
I know the steak isn't real, but it tastes great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, okay, if they were eating real food, how is that one kid so fucking fat? Do you remember that one kid? They're eating air, but why is he gaining so much weight, man?
Because he believed, dude. Yeah. He fucking believed, okay?
He believed in diabetes, I guess. I don't know. Think up a salad at once in a while. Imagine some fucking kale, bro.
Instead of all that purple goop.
What the fuck? What was that?
I don't know. It's all
based
fun.
On how black that vacuum was, I'm going to guess something grape flavored.
Do you have an answer yet, Mark? We really stalled a long time.
No, he already doesn't have an answer.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay, you're out?
That's why he did the lines.
Okay.
I thought for a second
he was stalling.
I thought he was going to do a line from a Halle Berry movie, and I was be like, this is gangster as shit.
Yeah.
That would be no such luck.
All right.
Chris
Cubis is our winner. Where are you at, Don?
I got you, Don.
Come get your prizes, Don.
Come get your shit. I hope you put booze in that coffee mug. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Don. Congratulations. Now let's hear from the audience which Halle Berry movies we missed. Jungle Fever was the Spike Lee one.
Jungle Fever, Die Another Day.
Die Another motherfucking day. Why didn't we think of that? James Bond is white as
shit. I can't hear you, sir. Cloud Atlas?
Oh, yeah. What was that Warren Beatty movie? Bullworth.
Bullworth, yeah.
Bullworth.
People keep saying movie 43. That does not even count in my book as a movie.
Perfect Stranger.
Oh, okay.
The Call. Fuck yeah.
God damn. That bitch is prolific.
That's crazy. Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff. Did somebody say Michaela and the Bee? I don't think that's right.
Frankie and Alex? Frankie and Alice.
Frankie and Alice. What?
Al Pacino?
Things We Lost in the Fire, yes. I lost that movie in a fire. What, dude? Executive Decision?
She was an executive
with fucking Steven Seagal?
Oh, check it out, guys.
Hold on, you have an Executive Decision tattoo? Oh, that's a great... That is a great visual bit for this podcast.
Oh, the Executive Decision.
His face looks just like Steven Seagal.
For the listener at home, Dustin just looked like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black.
That's funny.
And Steven Seagal.
I for real thought he was going to show that he had an executive decision tattoo like on your neck when you started pulling your hair.
That would have been the most Texas fucking thing. Bro! You don't think? I got Under Siege 2 over here, man. Fucking dangerous territory. Now what's shadow territory? Dark territory. Dangerous shadow.
You got it on your taint. This is dark territory.
He's on a train.
Dustin?
Yes?
What would you like to plug? What's going on, man? Two shows tonight here at Hyenas?
Yep, two shows at Hyenas, man, tonight.
He's going to be
drunk. Come out.
Hang. Drunk on Shiner talking shit about his moms.
Yeah. You know what, Mom? I don't care. I'm going to say pussy. Now, also, I'm doing a show with Felipe Esparza. It just, ABC, just, Dusty's back in the game.
That's so awesome.
They just
so,
tried to turn on the end theme while you're talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get a lot of respect in your home club.
Yeah, no one likes me here. I burned a lot of bridges. It's okay.
What's the show called?
We don't have a name yet, but it's a...
Couple of Mexicans?
That's a great fucking name! Couple of Mexicans. Okay, I like it. Let's do it.
And when's it supposed to happen?
We just sold it, so now we go into the casting in January, February, and then March we film it, most likely, if it doesn't get canned before then, because that can happen. I've been here before.
Yeah, it's probably a little too early to be talking it up like this.
Well, you asked me, do you have anything? I didn't want to seem like a jackass, like, oh, I'm here tonight. Yeah, I am, you fucking loser. You know, like, Dusty, you're here.
You're headlining
your home club?
You have no other gigs except for a pilot you're going to shoot in March?
No, I got a bunch, sorry. Go to Dozen of Bar.com. I want to be in San Antonio and Denver and a bunch of Boston.
Yeah. I knew you had gigs.
I've got gigs. You're out there gigging.
But good for you, man. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Doug. This is where I did my first Doug Loves Movies.
Here at Hyenas.
And Chris Cubis was here as well. Yeah.
Like Rachel Feinstein. That was a fun show.
That's a better threesome than this group. No, I just mean if you're going to have a threesome, you want to get at least one girl in there.
Right. And if you could only have one person, you'd only have me.
Yeah.
That's true.
Chris Cubis, what do you got coming up?
I am in Seattle at Parlor Live with Mike Lawrence October 13th through the 16th. Check out my two podcasts. I got one called Canceled. We watch TV shows. It only lasts in one season. We're in the middle of my so-called life. It is super fun to watch that show as a 38-year-old man.
It's a good show, though, right?
It's great. I love it. I've never seen it before, and I'm super into it.
Yeah, that's why all those people that are in it, or a lot of them, have careers, because they're all really good.
For sure. I have another show called Wig Snatchers, where we just talk about politics and shit and snatch wigs. And then I have a documentary special coming out on Fusion October 21st at 8 o'clock called Chris Cubis Gets Money, where I convinced the network to give me a bunch of money and let me live like the 1% for 30 days. And... I just had to spend 30 grand in 30 days, and I did the shit out of that. So watch that special. We talk about income inequality. There's some stuff going on, but I got a big ass TV and a laptop and a tablet and shit, so it was fun.
You got to keep all that stuff?
Yes, I did. Production budget, my friend. I got a fucking $1,000 suit.
That's the greatest
shit.
You fucking trick those bastards. That's amazing.
When I went to the pitch meeting, I thought that up on the bus on the way to the pitch meeting. And they were like, we love it. And I was like, that seems like a lie. How is that possible? October 21st, 8 p.m., Fusion.
I could just picture you thinking of it on the way there. I wish I wasn't on this bus.
That's 100% accurate.
What can I do to not ride buses anymore?
I had a Brewster's Millions it. I had to spend every dime by the end.
But you did it. Or is that a spoiler?
No, that was super easy. I did it.
Okay, that means so fun.
I could never get into Brewster's Millions because it's just like, how hard could, you know, spending money? Come on.
And cocaine, bro. You know?
Right?
Sure. Yeah, that's literally all you need.
Brewster's is the 80s, right? When they made that movie?
I think the problem is he needs a receipt for everything.
That would be weird.
That's why he doesn't spend it on cocaine.
Yeah. Hey, you think I could get a receipt? Okay.
You got to Venmo your coke dealer when you need a receipt.
Mark Wahlberg, Deepwater Horizon's in theaters now.
Go see it. That shit's fresh. And then I've got a couple other movies coming out. Like I said, we just wrapped on Transformers 5. Finish up this season of Ballers. If you haven't done that yet, Rock needs the attention. Other than that, Wahlburgers is coming back. And hang around after the show. And if you're lucky, I'll fuck you.
What happens to the unlucky?
They get to watch.
That doesn't seem so bad.
No,
sounds very unlucky.
It depends on who the lucky person is, but...
Spoiler alert, it's Dustin.
Ooh.
I think I'd watch that.
Yeah. For sure.
One more round of applause for all of my guests. Dustin Ibarra, Chris Cubis, Mark Wahlberg.
Mike dropped it.
I'm coming to Boston next week. next Saturday. You know what happens in Boston. Try to get Mark to come back for that one. And as always, pothole.
Where'd you say you're going to be?
I said I was going to be in Boston, and then I went to wrap up the show.
Got it.
Looking right at the name tag and saying, as always, how I wrap up every episode. Do you still want to talk, Mark?
No, I crushed.
I'll see you in Boston, buddy. Potholes are a shithead. Apparently it's a big problem here to about 8 or 10 of you. This one might be more relatable. And thank you to everybody for coming, regardless of whether you suffer from this affliction. Whiskey dick is a shithead. Play that theme song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in